Running for any kind of office can be time-consuming, and if you're trying to get in front of voters statewide, it's more than a full-time job.
Our colleagues at WisContext wondered what that means when the candidate is already working for the state and people of Wisconsin as an elected official. Scott Gordon is the associate editor of WisContext, where you can find his article, What Keeps Walker and Evers from Campaigning on the Clock? Scott, good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So every few years, politicians run either for re-election if they want to keep their job or run for a different office if they want to move into another position. That involves getting in front of voters. And depending on the office, it can involve a lot of campaigning. So are there restrictions on how much time people can spend trying to get elected if they hold a job, say, as governor or as superintendent of public instruction, as the two main candidates for governors do?
Yeah, that's something that we wanted to find out. And to draw a distinction here, there are pretty clear state and federal restrictions on using, you know, various government resources for campaigning, you know, phones, vehicles, you know, things that the public is paying for, obviously, are supposed to be kept separate from any kind of campaign activities. And if you're caught abusing them, that can lead to criminal charges and whatnot. But we were kind of looking specifically at the time aspect of this because we kind of figured, well, time is a resource, right? These people are working on the public's dime, but also quite commonly seeking, you know, working on their reelection campaigns or seeking to get elected to another office. And we found that it's really mostly quite fluid. And, you know, as long as they're following those laws about resources and so forth, it's really more on the voters to make sure that they're spending enough time actually on the clock doing their government business.
So do we have a sense of how, kind of on a day-to-day basis, maybe it works? So Tony Evers, Democrat candidate for governor, Scott Walker, Republican candidate for governor, they each hold full-time, well-paid jobs with the state of Wisconsin and have a lot on their plate, you would presume. Do we have a sense of how they juggle that?
I guess I'm not really sure. You know, the thing is, people who have staff jobs in state government, legislative staffers, civil servants, people like us who are technically university system employees, have some sets of rules to follow. For example, if you're a legislative staffer and you want to spend time working on a campaign, you know, you're supposed to take leaves of absence or vacation time and, you know, let the kind of management there know what you're doing, especially if you're doing stuff during the day. But for people who hold elected office, legislators, the governor, you know, attorney general, state superintendent, and what have you, the rules seem to be a lot more fluid. And it's interesting because we have a full-time legislature and we're, you know, considered a pretty small state to have one. But we still have legislators who, you know, still hold on to other jobs and aren't necessarily doing that as full-time work year round. So it does create a fluid situation. And I've definitely spoken with people in the process of this story who see a lot of potential there for abuse.
And are candidates required by either federal or Wisconsin law to keep track of how much time they're spending away from the job they're getting paid for to do campaigning?
You know, not that we could find. And it was an interesting story to work on because there is this constant process of reaching out to people and thinking, okay, I must be missing something, you know, as I'm doing this. But, as I talked to various people who deal with election law, people who've been in office, people who kind of work for good government advocacy groups, I kept finding that there's really not a whole lot there to place those restrictions on those candidates. You know, obviously, if you're running for public office, it behooves you to be able to show people that you're, actually doing the job. But it is an interesting situation, and it kind of feeds into this whole thing where people are always campaigning to a certain extent, and where there is such a need now to raise money for, you know, even state legislative races that it can become pretty time consuming.
So it sounds like, as far as you could tell, Scott, there's no requirement to keep track of how much time they're spending away from their day job as a public servant. Are there any limits to how much time they can be away from it, either federal or state?
Again, not that I could really figure out. And if there's some obscure law that I'm missing here, I'd really love to know about it because, like I said, this was a strange reporting project, kind of trying to find an answer to something a little bit elusive. So it really seems fluid. And it seems like there is this generally accepted idea that, okay, if you're an elected official, then a lot of things that you're doing are kind of inherently this mix of your job, but also politics at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, if a legislator casts a votes a certain way on a bill or whatever, there's clearly both like policy and political motivations bound up in that, perhaps. So there's a bit of a norm there. And I spoke to people who have different views on that. You know, I definitely had people say, well, this means that we have real self-starters running for office and we want those kinds of ambitious, driven people. You know, but I also had something say that this erodes the notion that elected officials are above all public servants.
It's interesting, I think, because with concerns about the effect of big money in politics, a lot of the concern, I think, stems from, is there undue influence being used by people who can give big donations to candidates? It seems that, as you said, the more time they have to spend campaigning and more frequently campaigning, that's taking more time away from the job that people wanted them to do by electing them.
Yeah, and especially in legislatures and Congress, this has been something that that there's been more and more concerned about, especially in the era of Citizens United, and then in states including Wisconsin that have considerably loosened campaign finance restrictions.
We're talking with Scott Gordon. He's associate editor of WisContext, and we're looking at the issue of when someone who holds public office is running for either that office or for another job and how they split their time between campaigning and doing the job that they've been elected to do. And, you know, Scott, it sounds like it's kind of an honor system that they're doing their day job.
There is this element of an honor system. One of the folks I talked to, Jay Heck, used that language when telling me about this. And, he's got a point. You kind of have to trust that these folks are dividing up their time because in an appropriate way, because a legislator or the governor or Brad Schimmel or Tony Evers, they're not necessarily filling out a timesheet and submitting it to HR to make sure that they're, doing what they're supposed to be doing at any given time of day. And then the other thing is you kind of have to trust that if someone gets elected, they're going to stick it out for their term and, try to do the things that they said they would do rather than using it as a stepping stone to get to somewhere else, which has also been an issue in the governor's race.
So that's a great point, because it is another, it's a common campaign promise that, I want to be your governor or your state senator or whatever, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it to the best of my abilities, and spoken or unspoken is, and I'm going to do it for the whole term that you're electing me for. I think if candidates were more upfront and said, yeah, I'm really excited to be governor, but if I get tapped for something, in the cabinet or something, it's going to be hard to say no. That's another aspect of this kind of honor system, isn't it? There's nothing keeping candidates in a position that they are elected to.
Right. And this has become a big issue around Scott Walker, of course, because the last time that he ran for re-election, he was kind of pressed to promise that he wouldn't turn around and try to run for president because there was already so much speculation about it at the time. And he did finally kind of say, oh, I'm committed to this and made a pretty explicit promise. And then, of course, he did run around and go around and try to run for president. And that didn't last very long, but it's something that people have kind of brought up again in this campaign. Well, what if he gets reelected and something crazy happens ahead of the 2020 elections to create another opening for him and other people with those kinds of ambitions? And there was a recent Politico story that delved into this a little bit, and it led to this very tense exchange between Walker and a reporter, where he kind of got in the reporter's face for asking the question, even though it's a pretty reasonable question, and said, "Well, are you asking Tony Evers that?" And then did kind of again reaffirm, like, "Oh, I plan to serve out my term, or we're committed to this, and we've worked very hard to run for governor, and so forth."
And I assume what he was referring to is that Tony Evers was elected as the state superintendent of public instruction. And here he is running for governor.
Yeah, not exactly the same thing. But that was one rebuttal that he had to that, yes.
Oh, and Scott, as we wrap up, are there any proposals you're aware of that might alter the system in a way that would ensure that candidates spend more time fulfilling the duties of their current office, or at least that voters would know how much time they are?
I'm really not aware, although there are still folks, including Jay Heck of Common Cause, who I mentioned, who advocate for Wisconsin to have a part-time legislature rather than a full-time one. They say that we're a pretty small state to have a full-time legislature, and you know the salary and kind of the perks of that might not be appropriate for the amount of work that they do.
Well, Scott, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
Scott Gordon is the associate editor of WisContext. You can find his article, What Keeps Walker and Evers from Campaigning on the Clock, at wiscontext.org.